Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, February 24th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Overdrawn at the Memory Bank. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Intro music. Hello and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve deep into the fascinating labyrinth of knowledge available on Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we have quite the sci-fi treat to explore. The 1983 film Overdrawn at the Memory Bank. Whether you're a science fiction aficionado, a lover of cinematic history, or someone intrigued by the ethical implications of technology, there's definitely something in today's discussion for you. To set the stage, Overdrawn at the Memory Bank is a science fiction television film directed by Douglas Williams. It was produced by the visionary Radio Quebec and WNTET. The film is based on a short story of the same name by John Varley, and it stars none other than the charismatic Raoul Julia. Yes, you might recognize him from his iconic roles in The Addams Family or Street Fighter. But what makes this film particularly interesting is its thematic exploration of virtual reality and its impact on human identity. A topic that was quite ahead of its time when the film was made in the early 80s. The plot centers around a character named Aram Fingal, brilliantly portrayed by Julia. Fingal works at the megacorporation Novacorp and is nothing short of unfulfilled and somewhat rebellious. In a future where corporations control everything, he's caught engaging in activities that were considered misdeeds, like watching inappropriately modified classic films during work hours. Sounds extreme, doesn't it? To address his discontent and disciplinary issues, he's put through what's called a Doppling process, a mind transfer procedure meant to rehabilitate him by uploading his consciousness into a computer simulation. What could possibly go wrong? Well, quite a bit, as it turns out. Now, here's where the concept gets both fascinating and unsettling. Imagine being trapped inside a virtual paradise, but due to a technical glitch, your mind becomes stuck there. Fingal's consciousness ends up in this unfamiliar and chaotic computer world, while his physical body is left dormant. Instead of seeing this as a minor technical difficulty, the film uses it to raise profound questions about the nature of reality and individuality. Can a digital existence be considered a life, or does it strip us of our essential human experience? Overdrawn at the Memory Bank was initially televised as part of the American Playhouse series and had a significant cultural impact, though not quite in the way it might have aimed for. The film was later featured on Mystery Science Theater 3000, where it became somewhat of a cult hit. The humor and absurdity they found in it might downplay its philosophical undertones, but it surely added layers to its legacy. Here's a chance for our audience to engage. Have you ever pondered how over-reliance on technology might reshape our identities, or considered the thin line between virtual experiences and genuine human interaction? I'd love to hear your personal anecdotes or reflections. Think about the last time a piece of technology made you question your own reality, or perhaps influenced how you perceive yourself. The film can be seen as a precursor to modern notions of virtual reality. Think of The Matrix or Ready Player One. In our own world, as we witness the advent of the metaverse and virtual environments that provide escapism like never before, we have to ask, are we on the brink of our own version of Fingal's story? Overdrawn at the Memory Bank spurs discussions that remain relevant, especially as we navigate the ethical landscape surrounding technology today. In this digital era, where virtual interactions often replace face-to-face conversations, we must consider the implications. Are we becoming more connected or more isolated? How do you think technology could be leveraged to enhance human experience rather than detract from it? I invite you to think about these questions as we explore further into this unique narrative. And if you haven't yet seen this film, it's an intriguing snapshot of early thought experiments in digital consciousness. You might find it to be a great conversation starter, or even a source of inspiration for your own technological reflections. As we wrap up today's journey into the realms of science fiction and reality, I urge you to explore this film yourself and see what connections you can draw between its narrative themes and our modern technological world. There's a treasure trove of ethical and philosophical dilemmas waiting to be explored, and they're applicable to none other than the very world we live in today. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. I hope you'll ponder these ideas and consider the role technology plays in your own life. Until next time, continue to question, explore, and engage with the evolving world around you. Stay curious, everyone.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Overdrawn at the Memory Bank. Thanks for listening. See you next time.